91X News.
It's 12 degrees and cloudy. I'm Trish Allison with 91X News. A Quincy West man is in hospital. He was hit by a car while riding his bicycle on Millennium Parkway last night. The driver of the car was exiting the 401 when he hit the 60-year-old rider, sending him to hospital with a broken hip. Central Hastings OPP are asking anyone who witnessed the crash to come forward. This incident comes a week after a cyclist was killed after collision with a truck in Toronto. Prime Minister Harper and Defence Minister Peter MacKay will take part in a celebration on Parliament Hill next week in honour of Canadian soldiers who served in Libya. MacKay says the Canadian's Lieutenant General, who commanded NATO operations in Libya, will be honoured for his leadership. The minister says the government is discussing the situation in Syria, which mirrors what happened in Libya, but says there will need to be a Security Council resolution and further contemplation before action is taken. Lawyers for disabled veterans are telling a federal court judge in Halifax that disability benefit their clients get shouldn't be considered income. The veterans class action suit alleges long-term disability benefits for hundreds of former Canadian Forces members are being unfairly cut back because it was incorrectly labeled as income. The hearing is looking at whether the government has the legal right to claw back the disability benefit and if it is miscalculating the benefit. The new commissioner of the RCMP says he wants to create a healthy, productive, and harassment-free environment for employees. Bob Paulson steps into his new job as the government announced the Commission for Public Complaints against the RCMP will investigate harassment complaints. Paulson is also facing allegations a high-ranking Mountie told the wives of two diplomats held captive for months in Africa that Canada would not pay one red cent for the release of the high mucky mucks. He says it wasn't him and that he will approach bullying the same way he will approach harassment. There are new standards for the construction of new hospitals and the renovation of existing ones. The comprehensive guidelines were written by CSA Standards, and President Bonnie Rose explains the goal of the project.
The standard will have wide-ranging benefits for everyone who delivers or receives health care services in Canada. Doctors, nurses, patients, support staff, visitors, facility owners or operators, as well as the design and construction professionals involved in creating healthier health care facilities.
Rose says the new standard should help reduce the number of hospital-acquired infections in Canada. It's estimated that patients pick up about 220,000 infections in Canadian hospitals every year, and as many as half of those may be avoidable. Bradley Cooper is now an official sex symbol. People magazine bestowed the Hangover star with its Sexiest Man Alive title. Cooper tells the magazine that his first reaction was to think that his mom would be so happy and that he's decent-looking. The 36-year-old actor dated Renee Zellweger for 2 years and has recently been linked to Jennifer Lopez. However, Cooper says he's single. Other actors who have received the sexiest label include George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp, Hugh Jackman, and Ryan Reynolds. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Carl Ayette with sports.
The Bulls are hosting the Peterborough Petes tonight at the Yardman. Puck drop is at 7:05. Kirk Gibson of the Arizona Diamondbacks and Joe Maddon of the Tampa Bay Rays have been voted Managers of the Year. Gibson won by a wide margin in the NL, and Judd Maddon was the clear choice in the American League. The results were announced earlier today by the Baseball Writers Association of America. Canadian businessman W. Brett Wilson has bought into the ownership group of the Nashville Predators and the company that manages the arena where the team plays. Predator chairman Tom Segarin announced today that Wilson has closed on his purchase of the approximately 5% of the ownership group and says that they are talking with other potential investors, mostly from Tennessee. Canadian featherweight Antonio Carvalho is slated to make his UFC debut against Felipe Arantes at UFC 142 in January 14 in Rio de Janeiro. The 32-year-old from Ajax was supposed to meet with Yuri Alcantara at UFC 134 but withdrew due to an injury. Arantes was stepped in for the Canadian and losing a decision against Alcantara in August. Stevie Johnson is concerned about his injured left shoulder, leaving the top Buffalo Bills receivers status uncertain to play against Miami this weekend. Speaking before practice, Johnson says he's getting daily treatment, but he adds he's not 100% confident his shoulder will be strong enough. Johnson was hurt in the fourth quarter of the 44-7 loss at Dallas last weekend when he was attempting to make a catch over the middle before being hit by cornerback Terrence Newman. That's sports. Here's Trish Addison with 91X weather.
Today, mainly cloudy, 30% chance of showers this afternoon, and temperature steady near 11. Tonight, partly cloudy but clearing before morning and a low of plus 2. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming partly cloudy early in the evening and a high of plus 5. And on Friday, cloudy and a high of 7. It's 12 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Carl Ayette. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.